it is very important for everybody in the world to understand, because Israel has this propaganda machine that they drown the Palestinians' voices, and nobody can ever understand what is going on. It is incumbent upon everybody in the world to educate themselves about the real situation that's going on in Gaza.
Well, as a Native American, it's very important, because what I see happening in Palestine is the same thing happened in the Americas.
We share the same colors, the same people, the same everything, and the same pain and the same blood.
Why it's very fitting that it's Memorial Day is to also bring to the front the fact, you know, as we commemorate the deaths of American soldiers in different wars and such, it's important to understand that Israel has been complicit in the death of these American soldiers.
The Israeli Foreign Minister spokesman, before the boats were attacked, made this statement: if we let them throw egg at us, we appear stupid with egg on our face. If we try to prevent them by force, we appear as brutes. Well, in fact, now, Israel has more than egg on its face. Israel has blood on its hands.
The storming of a flotilla carrying necessary supplies to Gaza was attacked by Israeli commandos, sparking almost 300 activists to convene at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. on May 31, 2010. The protesters organized the emergency protest to let Israeli officials and the U.S. government know that the actions taken against the humanitarians violated not only their human rights, but also the rights of the Palestinian people.
Place my palms to the east where my people seek peace and freedom from police controls, checkpoints and patrols, domination from another nation. We used to be brothers like Cain, now they got us living under occupation. The pain is just a feeling I can't possibly explain, but the population of Palestine could probably paint a proper picture of their predicament to publish and frame. Put it down for posterity's sake, free the B, which stands for free the public from the prejudices that power culture places in your psyche permanently. Propaganda from the president to media pundits, the preachers preaching on the TV about the people who've done it. Politicians getting paid to put people in prison for puffing pot and just building.
I'm Joan Stallard. We got word last night that the flotilla going to Gaza had been aborted and attacked, and that a number of people, we think maybe 19, are dead and possibly 60 wounded. And the whole flotilla had about 10 tons of valuable supplies for the people of Gaza. Everything from building supplies to wheelchairs, homes, things to build homes with. And, I mean, these are people who are suffering desperately, who are chopping away at the ruins from the attack, the 22-day attack in January of 2009. And they are still trying to recover from this. They, you know, their kids are not going to schools. They're not getting medical care. They are in desperate need. And Israel is spinning and spinning and spinning this whole story as though they are really not that hungry and that they really have enough food. And these people are malnourished, and children are dying from lack of nourishment and medical care. And they are desperate. They are without hope. And so many countries pooled their money to buy ships, to outfit ships, trucks delivered, and everything was planned to go off and to try and get into Gaza, which has been succeeded a number of other times. And this time Israel said no way. And well in international waters, they, with helicopters and fast ships, took over the flotilla and boarded and shot these humanitarian people bringing aid. A huge amount of money and time and effort went into it.
I'm Mohammed from Gaza. I'm doing here affiliations with Human Rights Watch for 3 months. I'll back to Gaza after 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We in Gaza, we live in a very bad situation, and we are in very bad need for aid. Basic aids, I mean food, drinks, water, and food and medicine. And all the ships that were heading to Gaza last weeks and today, really, it was a kind of basic needs for Palestinians. There was no weapons or something like that. As a kind of international law says that all the basic needs should go to any nation regardless of there is occupation or not. Even responsibility of occupier that to provide the basic needs, food, medicine, drinks and others. I was in the last war in Gaza, and that war was so massive, so catastrophic and terrible, what happened last war in Gaza. And we have in Gaza sanctioned a siege that long time since the last war, and no food, drinks, and medicine goes through to Gaza, and this is a big catastrophe that we have nowadays in Gaza. So I know that my people, I know how they live with the basic things. Especially I write stories about you know, the sick people, the ill people, that they cannot access outside Gaza to get medicine and to get, you know, treatment with other international hospitals. And we have daily one or two people died from lack of access to go outside to have medicine and something like that. In fact, to my friends, they had a cancer, and one of them died last week in Gaza, and he spent, you know, begging the Israeli government to let him out Gaza, but they refused, claimed that because of security that we cannot let you out. And his case was so critical and urgent, but unfortunately he was died last week. He had a kind of a heart cancer, so we don't have, you know, machines or resources and materials in Gaza hospital that we can overcome such diseases. So we need to go out to Egypt or Jordan to have such a treatment.
Free to be, that's for everybody trapped in a jail that should be free instead of breathing stale air in a cell. For every parent that to protect their child would spark heat. Free to be is for the women living in this patriarchy, and for all the artists that do it from the heart. From the West Bank to the West Coast, we start to connect and get close. Profess our best hopes despite the stress, blessed cause there's something in our chest that love.
It's just that feeling that you can't hold.
Yeah, so powerful, no doubt, enough to change your whole outlook. Free to be and get your whole house shook. Now dig it, now dig it, now dig it.
It's just that feeling that you can't hold.
My name is Gloria LaRiva, and I'm from the Answer Coalition and the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five.
Why is it important for not just people who are activists to know about what is going on?
Israel could not do any of this. In fact, they could probably not even exist without the U.S. complete subsidy of this Israeli Zionist, racist, apartheid state. And American people, so much is hidden from us. If this kind of news were on TV of what they did to the people on that convoy, peaceful people who had no weapons, the American people would be outraged. But unfortunately, the truth is hidden from us. Every tax dollar that's used to oppress Palestinians comes from our pockets. I'm here in Washington as coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five because we're about to have a press conference on the U.S. misconduct in having imprisoned the Cuban Five men who were fighting U.S.-sponsored terrorism against the island of Cuba. And Israel is the one country with the United States that has voted every time with the United States to maintain this, again, genocidal blockade of Cuba. Last October, in the United Nations General Assembly, there were only three countries against 183. 183 countries voted to call on the U.S. to lift its blockade of Cuba. The three who were for the blockade were U.S., Israel, and the tiny little island of Palau of 40,000 people, because it's subsidized by the U.S. Israel plays a very dastardly role in Central America and Latin America on behalf of right-wing regimes for the U.S. policy.
I'm Maurice Carney. I'm the co-founder and executive director of Friends of Congo.
You are with an organization that has to do with Congo, but you are here today.
Well, I'm here for two reasons. One of our strongest partners and supporters was on the flotilla. Her name is Iara Lee, and at the moment we don't know whether she's dead or alive because of the number of people killed. So on a personal level, we're here to demonstrate support for her and the efforts that she's making in trying to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. So that's the personal side. On the social side, we are informed by the declaration that Dr. King made, where he said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And as the people of the Congo are pursuing justice in the same fashion that the people of Palestine are pursuing justice. The people of Congo are pursuing justice to control their land and the enormous wealth that exists therein. The people of Palestine are pursuing justice to reclaim their land that has been taken away from them. So the connection between the two is land, which is the most vital connection for indigenous people, whether they're in Palestine, Congo, Bolivia, Ecuador, Venezuela, Papua New Guinea, you name it. The connection is land, and you have corporate forces that are working in all of those areas to control people's land and resources at the expense of the people, controlling the land and killing the people. So wherever there's that injustice that exists, whether we're fighting for the Congo or anywhere else in Africa, we need to be present in solidarity with those people. So that's a social reason why we're here. One of the major areas of industry for the Israeli state is diamonds, right? And Israelis are very much involved in the Congo, in particular, in Africa in general, in two ways, really. One is in the extraction of resources, such as diamonds. Two is in the distribution or sale of weapons. When Lumumba was assassinated and Mobutu was imposed on the Congolese people, one of the first people to step into the fray and basically show Mobutu the ropes, let's say, how things really work, how he needs to stay in power, was Maurice Templesman, a major diamond magnate who was working on behalf of the De Beers Corporation, which is at the root of the diamond exploitation throughout the African continent. And Templesman, De Beers, they were working in cahoots with the CIA, because over the decades while Mobutu was in power, those folks who were in the CIA in the Congo wound up being employed by Templesman. So there's the diamond connection, and then you also have the military or the arms trade connection. Two of the major figures in current Congolese exploitation are Dan Gertler and Benny Steinmetz. Benny Steinmetz is one of five top billionaires in Israel, and is a major player in the diamond industry and of late in the copper and cobalt industry in the Congo. So there's strong connections in the area of economics, strong connections in the area of arms trade. Israel has been a key supplier of arms to Congo. And as we know, Congo is the deadliest conflict in the world since World War II, where nearly 6 million people have lost their lives, hundreds of thousands of women have been raped, and weapons coming from Israel, weapons coming from America and other places have played a role in the destruction of Congolese life.
Where peace had once flourished, all I can see is suffering. My cousins are malnourished, the land taken for buffering. Uttering a cry for help is pretty useless when people view your whole existence as useless, ruthless. Dictators misrepresenting, signing your life away without your consenting. Skepticism and pessimism's all I feel, cause nepotism and Zionism won't yield. Belittling soldiers are riddling shoulders and backs with the marks of oppression as was done to blacks and Native Americans that have vanished from sight. Maybe that's why whites can't understand why we fight. Our rights been stripped more than cars in the ghetto, but folks like us are like dust that won't settle. The thorn in your side that will move with the tide, and has never had any reason to hide, so we ride out in the open in broad daylight, rocks and fists ready to topple these regimes, despite odds that would've made the average poker player think twice. And we proving that we ain't no mice. And still sometimes I'm feeling like a lab rat, the type that scientists like to take stabs at, the type that Zionists like to give bad raps. See, that's a terrorist who's mad strapped like bad crack. I move from my hood to the Jews, Yaffa to Tel Aviv to the televised news. They see me as suicidal and under suspicion, or am I just a freedom fighter on a mission?
From what I can tell, it seems that there are about 250 people here. Everyone is chanting, people are driving by, honking the horns. Press is here, everybody is making a statement, and I'm hoping that it actually works. I've learned a lot by talking to people about what's happening in Palestine and the U.S. involvement in Israel. And some of the signs I see the blood is on your hands with an Israeli flag with red handprints. I've got efforts for social justice, unite us all. One more Israeli massacre, stop U.S. aid. There's someone dressed up in the Grim Reaper with a sign that says something about Israel.
Dania Albermani.
Why are you here today?
The acts were outrageous, and more than anything, it was an act
of violence on humanity. And lo and behold, the people on the boat were not Palestinian. They were Turkish, they were Greek, they were from all over the world. So to know that something like this can happen is, I'm speechless. I just can't believe you would do something like that to hurt people that are trying to help others. So that's why we're here. Israel needs to stop. They're just out of control with everything. As an Iraqi, we share the same colors, the same people, the same everything, and the same pain and the same blood. So my country right now in Iraq, blood is being shed as we speak, you know, and it's not just Iraqi between Iraqi. It's thanks to this wonderful war that came around. And now seeing this happen, it's the same thing. Iraq, Palestine, we're all in one. So honestly, it's just, I think that powers are trying to use what they can over the other countries and trying to step in and overstep their boundaries and think it's okay, because sadly they are getting away with it. No one is coming to stop Israel from all of this action. If it was changed right now, if it was reversed, I could put money on it that Palestine would not exist. There would be a full-blown war. Israel would have bombed them. Media would have went crazy. But because it was the other way around and aid that was going to Palestine, no one really cares.
Okay, one more question for you. Why is it important for youth and the younger generation to be involved in movements, boycotts, demonstrations?
I know it sounds cheesy, but we are the future. I mean, we are the people that are coming together. We're making up what... If we come together as the youth and expand and grow, hopefully our kids aren't going to be having to be standing in these streets and everyone will be walking peacefully. I mean, I've worked on school projects and all with, you know, Israeli students, and we've done peace posters together, and it would be nice to see that happen, but I don't think it ever will because of stuff like this. So.
End the occupation now!
End the occupation now!
End the siege of Gaza
now! End the siege of Gaza now!
End the occupation now!
End the occupation now!
End the siege of Gaza now!
End the siege of Gaza now!
Every day's a confrontation with the beast as I release information. Seeking a higher station than the secular. Solid molecular state of being, I praise Allah for letting me in. Seeing beyond the present, down the star and crescent. Iridescent aura surrounds the whole essence. Accumulate lessons, I levitate through meditation while I'm facing back on my obligation to make Hajj and sabotage Satan. His whole entourage while I nurture and massage. Ill feeling for the statement. It's real, no mirage, I'm advocating revolution. Facing persecution for my contribution. I persevere because the youth needs solutions. Pollution of the mind, kids are packing eyes on 3-8. Stacking my neighborhood with crack and smack, devils create. So we hate each other, brother to brother. Death covers mad territory, state to state, town to town. It's the same story, bloody and gory. Tells another nail is in the coffin. Often I wonder what's the main objective. Enhance my perspective when I see kids harassed by detectives. Never selective, you're black and male, you're suspected. Niggas is catching hell, so devils feel well protected. Tension is getting thick, it's not hard to detect it. Nah, it's no conspiracy, the situation's clear to see. It's them and they against you and me. World is born, and it don't stop. So make a shot for my people and